A bride for Isaac. The Lord had blessed Abraham in every way, and now when he was old and well advanced in years, he wanted to get a bride for his son Isaac. Abraham told the chief servant in his household to go to his relatives in his own country and get a wife for his son Isaac. The servant was concerned that the woman he picked may not want to return with him, and he asked if he should take Isaac. Abraham told him not to take Isaac with him because of God's promise. To your offspring I will give this land. Abraham told his servant that God would send an angel before him so that he could get a wife for his son. The servant took all kinds of gifts from Abraham, along with 10 of his camels, and made his way to the town of Nahor, and had the camels kneel down near the well outside of town. Then he prayed, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, give me success today, and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside this spring, and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a girl, please let down your jar that I may have a drink, and she says, drink, and I'll water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. Before he had finished praying, Rebekah came out with her jar on her shoulder. The servant asked the girl for a drink, and it happened as he had prayed. Then he asked her whose daughter she was, and she told him that she was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother. The girl was very beautiful, a virgin, no man had ever lain with her. When the camels had finished drinking, the servant gave her 2 gold bracelets and a gold nose ring, and asked her if there was room in her father's house for them to spend the night. Rebekah told him that they had plenty of straw and fodder, as well as room for him to spend the night. The servant praised the Lord while Rebekah ran to her family and told her mother about what had happened. The camels were unloaded, and water was brought for the servant and his men to wash their feet. Then dinner was set before them. But the servant did not eat before he told them about Abraham and how the Lord, God of Abraham, guided him to Rebekah. Laban and Bethuel answered, This is from my Lord. We can say nothing to you one way or the other. Here is Rebekah. Take her and go, and let her become the wife of your master's son, as the Lord had directed. Abraham's servant bowed down before the Lord when he heard what Laban, Rebekah's brother, and Bethuel, Rebekah's father, had said, and he gave Rebekah gold and silver jewelry, and articles of clothing. He also gave costly gifts to her brother and to her mother. Then they ate, drank, and spent the night there. The next morning Rebekah and her servants returned with the servant to Isaac, who was living in a place called Negev. Then the servant told Isaac all he had done. Isaac brought her into the tent of his mother Sarah, and he married Rebekah. So she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. More information can be found in Genesis chapter 24.